Hello, I'm Patrick Chavez. You're listening to the Theater Bites review of the world premiere of Antigone, playing now at the Antietas Theater Company in Glendale, May 10th through June 15th, 2026. And this is episode 791. Man, coming close to 800 episodes, it's been a journey to say the least, and always a new adventure. Every single time before I start this review, I just wanted to thank all the listeners and creators who continue to create and make theater happen, and I hope at the very least, whether it's me or one of the reviewers who were able to bring out an important aspect of our connected LA and OC culture. And that's the theater community that can be easily overlooked, not understood, but still very vital to telling the stories of the past, but also from a conversation I had recently with a theater professional, but also telling as many perspectives of the present, because the classics at one time were contemporary. What were the conversations back then? Are they the same? Are the conversations different? And in between these eras, progress, regression, and the human spirit. This old Greek myth receives a facelift with a modern Middle Eastern aesthetic. Antigone's message is still too disgustingly relevant, and the ensemble brings this tragic story to life with beautiful musical arrangements from composer Lawrence Chirag. More than 2,000 years ago, Sophocles wrote, "Antigone, set after the civil war between brothers Eteocles and Polynices, both die. Eteocles defends the city of Thebes, and Polynices, dying, trying to regain power taken from him." Where the play starts is the aftermath. In the aftermath, their uncle, an aging Creon played by Tony Amendola, takes power. And he, in a political move, chooses to honor Eteocles with a proper burial, but do the exact opposite for Polynices. As a showing of power, Polynices' body would not be buried, though plenty disagree with Creon's choice, which provides much of the drama in this play. Antigone is part of a much wider, deeper story, and if you enjoy Antigone, you can explore Oedipus Rex and Oedipus at Colonus. These stories connect with as prequels and a backstory to this play. Particularly with these ancient adaptions, there's a level of suspension of disbelief. Taking this story into a modern context, in some ways, with the staging and acting, it's kind of like Homeland, that show with Claire Danes meets Antigone, aesthetically at least. But this is a deeply Greek play. The cultural aspects, like the mystic character of Tereus, seems far-fetched in this modern approach. But removing the chorus was a good idea. Besides that, when watching this, it's hard to not connect the story in some way to Gaza. Antigone asks us to question, when do our moral obligations supersede the authority of the state? And even in war, if we don't think humanely, how we could lose ourselves in the process. And the death toll has accumulated over the centuries with these conversations. This adaptation has its flaws, but it's overall well-acted and staged, and particularly I enjoyed the score from Lawrence Chirag. The set design from Sybil Ann Wickersmeyer has a very Middle Eastern design and approach to the set, with multiple uses of archways and stained stone floors, with lots of detail included in the stage, in the corridors, providing the actors with quite a few options when it comes to coming on and off the stage. I found the set design and lighting very appropriate for this showing. There's a tattered look to everything, which communicates the war-torn idea. I give Antigone at the Antietas Theater Company an 8.7 out of 10. It's a great show. LA Theater Bites recommend it. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater.